All right, it's that time. It's a Fio Ham on Friday. We list the nominees that enter another rocket scientist into the Crunch Time tool shed. But first, before we get ahead of ourselves, we'll call upon the eternal proprietor, the landlord, to open the Crunch Time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
It seems like you can't go 3 weeks, but to former Bloody Sock Boy, Curt Schilling, now working for that highly credible bastion of journalistic integrity, Breitbart, or as I like to call it, not terribly Breitbart.
That's where this all came from.
That's where he works now?
Does that make perfect sense? Get out of here.
Yeah.
So he says Adam Jones is lying. By the way, the baseball player, somebody pointed out, not Pac-Man. Of course, Adam Jones said somebody at Fenway dropped an N-bomb on him. Says if somebody said it, we would see it and hear about it. Wait a minute. We're not seeing and hearing about this like a lot? Dumbass. But then he actually said, until then, it's bull. And he used the word. Here's my favorite part. Everyone is, this is his quote. Everyone is starving and hungry to sit in front of a camera and be social justice warriors. You mean like you? Taking imbecilic stances when everybody outside of that publication and you knows you're pretty much a fraud and a con man. It's like, dude, whatever, number 38. Just go away. This is too easy, but LeVar Ball. That's all. I'm done with him. I'm not even going into detail. I gotta go. Penn State University Board of Trustees. That was a great time saver. So they announced they've added Jay Paterno, the son of the disgraced late coach, who played for Daddy the Shielder, then was a coach, and of course who can't seem to go more than a couple weeks without mouthing off in defense of the indefensible. Never been willing to just shut his yap long enough to allow the many, many, many Sandusky victims to heal, the victims that we now know make up a larger number because of his fraudulent dad's silence and complicity. And the ironic part, in a book he wrote, he ripped the board that fired his father, said he resented their lack of respect. Yeah, like knowing young boys are getting raped and molested and doing nothing, that's real respectful. Again, be it Baylor or Penn State, when it comes to some pretty heinous crimes, tone deaf. And finally, Judge Margaret Taylor of Hillsborough County, Florida. She's the USF alum sitting on the bench who chastised new Bull coach Charlie, definitely Charlie Strong, during a case involving a player, Ladarius Jackson, who stands accused of felony sexual battery and false imprisonment. So if the guy is guilty, I hope he rots in hell. He's scum. But her job is try the case based on the evidence, kind of how the judicial system works. And once the process is complete and a verdict is reached, we have seen judges add commentary. So she rips into the coach who's been on the job a minimal amount of time, a guy with tremendous track record for discipline. And to prove the point, she was out of line. She then recused herself from the case. Are we wrong to expect more from judges who are protectors of justice? I don't think so. Judge Reinhold is embarrassed. I'm going to go Schilling just because I think he's a douche and close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Ooh, Schilling and A-Rod in the same shed.
Wow. Yeah, he's, without knowing it, he's like a co-landlord.